the first two of the Aseret HaDibros basically describe the prohibition of idolatry, the mitzvah to believe in Hashem as the singular and only possible deity and God in the world. And those two Aseret HaDibros conclude that Hashem says, I'm a Kel Kanav, a very jealous God when it comes to this. If you want to worship other gods, I will not tolerate that at all. To those who hate me, to those who don't worship me, those who believe in other gods, I will visit their sin of the fathers, not only on their children, but on the second generation after that, and even on the third generation. So for four generations, it'll all be combined. The Ramban explains what exactly that means, that if a certain sin is not enough for the entire family to be destroyed or wiped out, it can carry over, so to speak, to the second generation, provided that second generation maintains the same behaviors as the previous generation, and that can carry over to a third generation and a fourth generation, where if it's so bad, even if you have to combine those generations, that family will all be wiped out and destroyed because of a combination of that family's iniquity. But on the positive side, the Torah then says, "V'osachasa le'alofim." But for those who observe my commandments, I will do kindness then for thousands of generations, a thousand generations. Very often a person feels that they're given certain blessings in this world and they say, I don't deserve this. This is well beyond my means. And the answer is, you're right. You don't deserve it. It could be because of generations before you, people who have done the right things. The Rebbeinu Shlomo promises reward for thousands of generations afterwards because of things that were done. For whom is this promised? Chesed for la'alofim, for a thousand generations. Lo'oy havai, u'l'shomrei mitzvosai. For those who love me, and those who keep my commandments. And the Ramban here is troubled by that two phrases. Le'oy havai, those who love me and who keep my commandments. Because ostensibly, one who loves Hashem will keep his commandments. The one who keeps his commandments loves him. And yet we're dividing them into two separate categories. There's a category of a person who loves Hashem, and a separate category of somebody who keeps his commandments. What's the distinction between these two phrases? The Ramban suggests as follows. Le'oy havai, says the Ramban, heim hanoisrim nafsham alav. Those who are willing to give of their life for Hashem and His mitzvos, ki hamoidim b'shem hanichbaru velokuso levado. Those who acknowledge and admit in the name of Hashem, v'yachbur b'chol aloya nechar, and dispel the notion of any other god, im sakonos nafsham, and they're willing to give their life over that belief. They're willing to give up everything, yikru oyhavav. That's what it takes to be called one who loves Hashem. You want to be in that category of oy havai, where Hashem looks down upon you and says, this is someone who loves me. That requires literally giving up of oneself, one's life, one's soul, for the mitzvahs of Hashem, and because of it in the belief of His Torah, and that He's the only God. That is the mitzvah of ahava. The pasuk says, v'ahavtes Hashem alokecha. Saying Kriya Shema all the time, a person has to love Hashem v'chol levavcha, v'chol nafshecha, v'chol modecha. As Chazal would say, with all your heart, with all your soul. Even if they want to take your heart, they want to take your soul, they want to kill you, to be able to give that up for Hashem, that's the mitzvah of ahava. And that's why Avram Avinu is called Avram Oy Havai. He is called the one who loves Hashem because he was willing to give up his life for the mitzvah of Hashem. Shenosa nafsho shelo yavod avodazor avor katim. And in famous incident, Avor katim is thrown into the furnace to be able to give up oneself for Hashem. That mitzvah is the mitzvah of Ahava. Quite a lofty ideal. What then the shomrei mitzvosai? He, those who fulfill all of my commandments, says the Ramban, that's the shar tzadikim. The regular tzaddikim, who fulfill everything, do everything correctly, but they're not at that level where they're ready to die for it. That's a tzaddik who's in the category of shomrei mitzvosai. Not an oy havai yet, but a shomrei mitzvosai. That says one of those two categories, both of whom are entitled to oysechesel le'alofen. There are two distinct categories, but they both get this blessing, this bracha of chesed la'alofim, whether or not you're in the category of oyavai, you're ready to give up your life, you're ready to sacrifice everything, or you're just a regular tzaddik who does absolutely everything correct, but is not ready to give up one's life. Then the Ramban says the second pshat, it quotes other mefarshim, Rashi and the Rambam, ki oyavav ar ha'oivdim me'ahava shelo almanas lekabel pras. The first category of oyavai, those who love Hashem, are those who are willing to serve and work and do everything that's required of them in the Torah without any promise of reward. They're not doing it for any other benefit, any other schar, other than the fact that Hashem desires for them to be doing that. And the shomrei mitzvosai are those then who would be keeping everything, but in the back of their minds they know there's some type of schar, there's some type of benefit, there's something good that will happen to me as a result of it. It's almanas lekabel pras. He's also in the promise of Eisa Chesed Le'alofim. He's also in that promise, but he's only in the category of Shomrei Mitzvosai. To be an Oyavai, says the Rabban according to Rashi and the Rambam, that would be on the level of being willing to give up your, being willing to do it, Shalom and the Kabbal process, not to doing it for any other ulterior motive. Either way, both of those are the understanding of the Rabban, says Eisa Chesed Le'alofim, and we should all be Zoycha to be on either one of those two categories of the Oyavai and the Shomrei Mitzvosai.